Listen, TOC, the first episode, it exploded in my hands, so I would suggest that you guys go over there. What should we do?
Aim it at Nick.
I like Nick too much. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Martin Kelly.
Ready?
Pull up a chair and get ready for a good time with Michael Simon, Carla Hall, and Clinton Kelly. Let's get into it.
Welcome to Chewed Up, everybody. I am Clinton Kelly, and I am here with the queen of flavor, Carla Hall, and the king of sizzle, Michael Simon.
Hey!
How are you guys doing?
I'm good.
So good.
I mean, that was a kind of... your announcement was fun, but and I'm not going to ruin the surprise yet, but we actually have a queen of flavor coming out.
Oh,
today.
That's true. We do. Yes.
We do have a
are you
going
to try and take that title away from Carla? Is that what you're saying?
No, I will give it to her. Another queen of flavor. But you know, I'm loving being outside. I'm loving being in Miami.
Yes, we are at the W South Beach. It's been gorgeous. This is the most perfect day ever.
Yeah.
We're not at the pool like the rest of these people here, but that's okay.
I think I'm more tan than you.
You are more tan. I'm just one big age spot that's coming together.
This is such a white thing.
Such a white thing.
So on my legs.
I gotta tell you, have you noticed my legs don't even get tan anymore.
Now
that I'm 57, they don't even get tan.
Huh.
Yeah.
The sun rebukes those legs.
I still, it's like,
they're so pale and the sun just bounces off them.
I still tan well.
Really? Yeah, well, that's the Greek.
The Greek and the Italian. Yeah.
Yeah, I got the one quarter Italian and it's doing
not
nothing
enough.
For me.
I need more Italian.
All right, so we have an amazing guest today. Oh. We're all super excited that she's here. She is a queen of flavor. Carla, I'll let you do the introduction.
Well, it's everything that you said, and I think that's so apropos because we all know that this city runs on bold flavors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are already bold flavors. They're bright, some lingering heat, some spice with intention. So when we thought about who to invite to this place, well, I love this.
I know you love reading off the paper.
I do, but I love it. I
love that you love to read them because I don't, and Clinton doesn't, but Nick puts a lot of work into them. And you're the only one that gives them the, you know.
Because I love it. I love this, Nick, and I'm going to freaking do it, y'all. You listen up.
Once Nick hits that AI button and those things just print up.
Okay. I know. Nick gives it to me, I'm like, hey.
Okay, hi, I'm Clinton Kelly, got it.
But what I said, as the paper said, this person who is coming on, she knows how to truly make flavors dance. I mean, her body dances too, because I've danced with her.
She does love to dance.
She is a James Beard Award winner of excellence, a longtime judge on Chopped, the only Indian woman ever to compete on Iron Chef, I think a two-time winner of Tournament of Champions.
Wow.
That wasn't on my paper, but I added it. She doesn't cook timid food. She builds flavor and layers confidently, soulfully, unapologetically. This is like, because I know this. I love this.
This is the longest intro in the world.
I know, because I'm reading it. I'm milking it because... She is bringing the energy to Miami.
By the time she gets...
The show's over, everybody. Thanks.
I know. I'm like, don't stop, please. You're doing wonders for my ego. Yes, continue. Tell me more about how awesome
Girl,
I am.
You are awesome.
You are. Let me tell you, the reason that you went on those shows is because of your bold flavors. I mean, honestly...
I know.
Honestly, judges, they pick...
I know. Flavors. Boring food is so yesterday.
Right?
I know. Totally.
Your
right?
food is bright and electric.
Are you
talking about my food or me?
Right. You always have a great color combination.
You know,
I love the lipstick and the earring and the dress.
We are in Miami. We need to get some color, some sunshine.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's what it's all about.
Exactly.
And when I'm standing right next to sunshine, I had to be dressed up like one.
Sunshine.
I know. That's what it's all about. Yes.
Wait, I have a question for you. And this is just when we were talking about all your great flavors. We did an event together a couple weeks ago now, like a couple months ago now. But you made... Like, Benita's like, I made shrimp cocktail.
Correct. You're saying 1970s.
Yeah.
That was the most delicious shrimp cocktail
really?
in the history of shrimp cocktail.
I cook the shrimp in this Indian spiced broth with turmeric and like spices in it, lots of curry leaves. And then I made a vindaloo shrimp cocktail sauce. So the interesting part was that people, you know, with Indian food at times, there are some words that people don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, right. But then if you read shrimp cocktail, you're like, okay, I'll try it. But then when you try it, what happened? This is not shrimp cocktail that I'm used to.
Right.
So that's what it was.
But it was so beautiful because the poaching liquid for the shrimp made the shrimp like vibrant.
Yes.
Like, it was like, oh, not
It was this color.
Like the turmeric. Yes.
That's why it was
gorgeous. Just gorgeous and delicious.
What's the Indian word for shrimp again?
Jhinga.
Oh, okay.
Jhinga.
I feel like I've seen that. Oh, yes. I've seen that on menus. Because if you had said chinga vindaloo, people would be like, no, thanks.
Like, exactly. They're like, excuse me?
Yeah.
is like with wine also. That's why the bin numbers came about. Because you're like, I'll have bin 36 because,
You can't say,
you can't
like,
pronounce.
Montrachet.
Yeah, exactly. Chateau Neuf. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Well, we see a couple of pieces of raw fish here.
Are you
making a ceviche?
Right over here, like we are by the beach, but I am going to go ahead and put some Indian flavors to this ceviche.
Love it.
So this is one of, I mean, I make this all the time. It's beautiful, it's bright, but it does have a little bit of a kick to it. So
we like it.
And I'm not talking about myself, about the food, right?
You got a little kick, too.
I recently was traveling to DR, and there was some incredible fresh seafood that I saw. So I was like, just going ahead and just cut the fish in whatever way you want. I'm just making thin slices over here. And if you want, you can...
What I love is that you're taking, like you were mentioning... the shrimp cocktail, you're doing ceviche, how you bring your culture. And how you sort of marry your culture with things that we think we know, which is so beautiful, like unapologetically.
Totally. You know? I mean, what's there to... I mean, like, you know, I feel very fortunate that I grew up in a country where, you know, spice is... in your breakfast omelet to your chai, right? Like, I think we just can't control ourselves.
Right.
So like, when I saw ceviche, I'm like, okay, how do we spice it up? And that's what I did.
But, it was interesting, too, because, like, you know, the restaurant is in Nashville.
Yes.
Which I don't...
Are you getting this? Are you proud of me, Miss Original Nashville? Yes.
I'm proud of you, the way you say y'all.
And, I mean, they like hot chicken, but, is there a decent amount of Indian culture in Nashville?
You know, there is. We've got a lot of hospitals and tech stuff where a lot of Indians naturally, are drawn towards. But most of our clientele is local Nashville, because the food that we do is really fun. It's like, we do have a hot chicken pakora, but it's like hot chicken, but with Indian spices, or we have a chicken tikka masala poutine. So it's Indian flavors, but with really approachable things that, you're used to. Right over here, I'm going to go ahead and put a little bit of fresh lime juice. Now, if you can leave this for a few minutes, and literally what you're letting the fish do is cook in the citrus. Then we put a nice amount of salt.
We have scans of time, don't worry. You let that sit as long as you want.
As long as you want.
Fantastic.
We can talk to you.
Oh, just you wait. And then once upon a time, I am just kidding. After cooking, talking is my favorite hobby, though. My husband says that probably talking is my favorite.
It depends on who.
He does. You know that. You know that. You're like, there she goes again. Yes.
I think this is why you and I get along so well. I have a talking problem, too.
We? Never. Who said it's a problem? Come on.
When we used to do the chew together, we would talk. We would be together at work all day.
Yeah.
Then Michael and I would take the subway home. And he would talk to me on the subway the whole way home. And then I would get home to my party and be like, now I can have quiet time. Then he would call me to talk more.
I missed him.
You've been talking to me for 12 hours.
So I'm telling you, that was not his problem, that was yours. You shouldn't have had such a listening ear.
Oh, you're right.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
See?
I'll just turn.
Well, but then what happened?
You can give me the 100.
I know. But then later on, what happened is he changed his message. Do not leave a message on this phone.
If it's Michael, please do not leave the message.
But that's actually a great question. Do you listen to your voicemails?
No.
No, right? Nobody listens to them anymore,
no.
Right?
Yeah. No.
Never.
Yeah, I'm like, if you need something, just text me.
Text me.
Right?
Yeah.
That's true.
Suffering from seasonal irritants? As the pollen count rises, support your immune system with Quiksilver Scientific Cysta-Aid, a targeted blend of nutrients and botanicals designed to help maintain healthy histamine balance and everyday comfort. Quiksilver Scientific Cysta-Aid works with your body's natural response to seasonal environmental challenges, so you can feel your best all season long. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, if you are laughing, drooling, or yelling at us through your screen right now,
then you're one of us, and we love you for it.
So don't just watch in silence. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube or follow wherever you're listening.
Yeah, that way you don't miss when Clinton starts another bread and cheese crusade.
Okay, or when Michael burns something on purpose.
Oh, whatever. It's called Flavor Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Subscribe, follow, tell a friend, whatever it takes.
More chaos, more comfort food every week on Chewed Up.
So I've added a little bit of garlic over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm going to add some, all of the chilies.
Ooh.
Because you guys can handle
and
it,
that's
right?
Fresno? Yeah.
That's like Fresno. Fresno. It's and then I like to add some chopped onions. Now, the onions give it a little bit of the sharpness. It gives it a little bit of the flavor. And then I'm going to add some coconut milk. Now, the coconut milk is not only going to give it the richness, but it's also going to cut the sharpness of both the onions and the Fresnos, which I've been very generous
with.
And
the lime.
Yes.
I saw you put those chilies in.
I'm I know. You're like,
I'm a little bit of a baby.
I know. Yeah. You're like, I'll just have some plain fish.
Yeah.
You're like, more coconut, please. More coconut. Yes. You're like, just
could
this is it.
Could you stay my fish with some salt?
I know.
Please.
Okay. Listen, I just can't control myself. Being with you guys, I'm like getting so. So now this is step one. Now, what in Indian cooking, what we do is, you know, like in French cooking, you finish a dish with au beurre.
Yeah.
Like you lift it with butter.
Yes.
In Indian cooking, we have something which is called tadka. Tadka is a spiced oil, and you just add a lot more intense flavor to any dish by adding tadka. So you're lifting up all of these flavors.
Oh, building up, building layers.
So, yeah. So it is like, so when you're making dals, like lentils, yeah. Or soups or anything, you just finish it with some tadka and it just gives it this beautiful fragrant
that's
flavor.
Exciting. Okay.
So we'll go ahead and
toast some spices.
We'll toast some spices. We are going to go ahead and take a little bit of coconut oil. I like using coconut oil because I'm trying to mimic the flavor of the coconut milk that I've already added over here. Now in this, we are going to add some whole spices. Now, in Indian cuisine, eating whole spices is very normal.
Yes.
Right? Like in a lot of cuisines, we take out the whole spices.
Yeah.
This is very normal. The cardamom pod. Yes.
Excuse me. Yes. A lot of times you get that in and you're like, am I supposed to eat this?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And you are, with cardamom pods, you just eat around it. But we are going to be using cumin seeds and mustard seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, both of these.
I love whole cumin seeds.
Oh, yeah. Even
love,
mustard
love,
seeds.
Love,
your
love.
Mustards?
Yesterday, I literally
took all of these root vegetables, tossed it with your mustard, and just charbroiled it. So good.
Thank you.
So good. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and add the mustard seeds and the cumin seeds, little bit of the chili. Now this is Kashmiri chili, so it doesn't have heat. There is there was some asafoetida, which I was going to add.
Asafoetida, which yes. I love.
Which is, can you smell it?
Yeah, so an asafoetida.
That was too much. It was intentional.
Like
I'm just kidding.
Garlic, because for Jane, they don't do roots.
Yes.
Like no, they don't kill plants. So no root vegetables, no roots, no onions, anything. So they do asafoetida. So it mimics. So it's had to put your finger in there.
Oh, it's got a really
It's sort of garlicky, oniony. And you don't need that much.
But
it goes too much.
As soon as it doesn't taste very great raw, but as soon as you add it to hot oil, it just changes its personality.
Can't even explain.
And then we are going to add some curry leaves. This is from my curry plant this morning when I was leaving.
Oh, what?
Can you hear?
Yeah,
like, can you hear this?
I hear it. I smell it.
And this is literally the flavors, the smells.
The excitement.
Oh. And it needs to sing and dance. These spices need to sing and dance. And it's not a boring, like, waltz. It has to be rock and roll, right? And that's the time you know. And then you go ahead and...
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You know what I love about this method? First of all, I smell all that. Mm. Anybody can do this with any spice groupings.
Like I am so excited right now.
Right?
Look at that. That's that is gorgeous.
Isn't that amazing?
That looks beautiful. Ah.
Where did you learn to, like, what did you learn to cook from your family? And, like, give me a little bit of your story.
So I grew up in this really small town in India. My dad, engineer, my mom, she was a principal of a school. And the interesting part was that, you know, in India, each and every region has a very distinct cuisine of its own.
Yes.
So what I ate at home, my mom used to make traditional Punjabi, northern Indian food, where, you know, that's where we are from. But our neighbors were from southern India or from eastern India or western India. So I was the kid who would finish dinner at home, go to my neighbors' houses, tell them that my parents hadn't fed me, so can I eat with you guys? But to me, it was not the food which was amazing. Yeah. It was going into the kitchen with the aunties. Because in India, your parents' generation are uncle and auntie, your sister and brother. You know, you call them sister and brother. You don't call them by their first names. Mm-hmm. So I would just sit in their kitchen, like, you know, the aunties would be cooking. I would be that obnoxious why kid, but that why would be about food, like why you're heating the oil before you're adding the spices, what is this spice? And I literally got such a wonderful snippet of different cuisines, different ingredients, which I had never seen.
Yeah. Like almost like, I don't, like cultures within cultures.
Yeah, but also I think like very, very later on in life, I realized that the reason why I loved that was because I could have a conversation with anybody over food.
Yeah.
And it was like, like, you know, recently Vivek and I, we had gone to Peru and, you know, we went to a small town called Urumbamba and, you know, there were a couple of friends, they're like, we are taking a nap. I'm like, we're in Peru, how can you take a nap? You've got to explore, like, what's going on? So I just like literally went into the local mercado and, Vivek found me an hour later. I was making and selling potato pancakes with this old Peruvian lady.
Yes.
She didn't know English.
Yeah.
I didn't know Spanish.
I love
that. And to me, I think that was the moment when I realized that food is such a powerful connector.
Oh, yes.
You don't need to have
words.
Right? You can just like, and she was just showing it to me and it was amazing. It was such a humbling experience.
You should do that show. You should do that show.
We need it around the world.
The world needs a new, like, Bourdain. Like, you know how Tony brought people together through food, I thought. When he traveled.
Last week, I was in DR, and that's what I did. I walked into, and I was like, I'm like, por favor, me and my Spanish, right? I'm like, por favor, gracias. But, you know, people... They like when you give reverence to their food by asking them how to make it, nobody holds it close to their heart.
Right.
They want to share it with you.
Yeah.
And it was like I was making breads. I was like breaking down fish right next to the ocean. I was making empanadas.
Yes.
And it was
so
just like,
awesome.
And people were like, yes, come on in.
Yeah.
We'll
yeah.
do it. And it was just, I loved it. Like,
it's magical.
It was magical, just the connection.
It's amazing that you could turn your curiosity into a passion that has fueled you your entire life.
Until date, after all of these years, I still get excited about food. And I hope that that never goes.
Yeah, did you ever have a diversion in your career where you're like, no, I might try being an accountant like Carla was? Or like, you know, or did you always just know I'm going to be in the food industry?
I tried to look at the profession of being a professional champagne drinker, but that is...
Those jobs are hard to find.
I just tried that job.
No, you know what?
I just took it
as a supplement job. I'm like, that's fine.
It's called Somalia.
Exactly. No, I didn't want to learn all of that. I just wanted to drink. I didn't want to learn that much. I was like, okay, this is it. This was it.
It was it the whole time.
This was it.
Good for you.
I feel very blessed that this was my passion, and my parents were like, do whatever you want.
Awesome.
Just
that
make
was a blessing.
Sure. Yeah.
That's
just awesome. Make sure you're the best at it because
they
were like, you know, mediocrity, like there is no place for mediocrity, right? Like throw yourself in it.
Yeah.
Do it with like complete abandonment and then it's up to you. If it works
well,
for you,
well, this explains
great.
Why you kick the shit out of everyone and turn them into champions.
What?
You took it to heart. Mom said no mediocrity. You're like, got it.
I'm listening to my parents. I am fucking listening to them. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Mom. It wasn't me.
We're allowed.
They made me say it. I don't swear.
Should I say I know one Indian curse word?
Gandhi. Oh, yes. I am so proud that you remembered that.
Oh, my God.
I also know Marvin Cho.
Clinton, take a little
mother. Mother, yeah.
Margaret Cho.
I am like, yes.
Sounds
I'm like.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know where he learned those from.
Yeah,
it wasn't me.
I just picked him up around the mall.
I know. Yeah, it wasn't me. It shows the real passion. That's what it's all about. Yes.
I want to eat.
Yes. Okay. Let's try this.
You may have noticed some of the boards and plates we're using. Those are all from Frontgate, including some for my very own collection.
They've got everything from outdoor furniture to decor to entertaining essentials, all made with quality, comfort, and style in mind.
And since most of it is designed in-house, you can't find their pieces anywhere else.
Frontgate, thanks for making our spread look so good.
For more information, go to frontgate.com.
Okay. Oh, you want it plated and all?
No, we don't know.
Okay. Maybe I should. I know.
Take a little pick, Jim. Okay. Oh.
Little bit of salt. Yeah, maybe it's a good idea to taste.
Taste before you serve, folks.
Yeah. And it's not spicy at all.
No.
It's all relative.
I was so scared.
It's all relative.
No. I'm like literally not even a little bit of heat to it. Yeah, right. See, you try it. Tell me.
Well.
That Fresno wasn't spicy. It's not spicy.
Ooh!
No,
I'm just kidding.
If it was spicy, we wouldn't tell you anyhow.
I know you
would. Oh, no, it's very nice.
I love that. You're like, okay.
All right, let Carla take a pretty pick of that.
Here.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Ta-da!
That's beautiful.
Oh, my God, it's so beautiful.
I mean, the smell is still coming off this pan.
See? I know, this is, I use that for everything. Oof. Like, yes.
Okay.
So let's...
Shall we dig in?
It is not spicy.
Go on,
not
chef.
Not at all. I promise you.
Wow.
So many like subtle flavors happening in there that are just working so well together. It's amazing, delicious. And the onion, the red onion in there, just
you know,
there's a little crunch and
red onion also is something which is like that's a quintessential side to any meals that we eat.
Yeah.
So like dals, rotis, we are having raw onion because we like that sharpness.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to use raw onions in as much, not when I'm competing. And if I know that Scott is judging, it'll never, I know that. That's why I'm like, I would never ever use raw onions. But other than that, you know, I love it. I think the flavors are amazing.
Because you're, like, you know what I think too? It's like this dish, it's so balanced and it's so like, it just, it's beautiful. It sings. Yeah. And I think so many people, like growing up in the Midwest, a lot of people are afraid of Indian food,
yes.
You know, because they think, of one kind of curry, and like it's gonna be very powerful and it's gonna knock my socks off.
Exactly.
But your food is so, like, you get all these beautiful flavors, but it's just subtle and balanced and just delicious.
You know, if you think about it, Indian food is like when people say Indian food, I will never be able to give you a definition of
correct.
What Indian
it's like,
food
what is.
Correct.
It's like, what is American food?
Exactly.
I mean, it's a really big country.
We've been influenced by so many. I mean, there is like Goa, which is a coastal region, which was influenced by Portugal. So there's Portuguese influence over there, right?
Yeah.
There is Chinese influence. There is French influence. I mean, we think of Indian food with chilies and tomatoes. They're not even originally from India. They're from Mexico.
So
when people come and say that this is not authentic Indian food, I'm like, I have never said I'm making authentic Indian food because even you are not making authentic Indian because authentic Indian would probably be raw meat.
Right.
Literally. So think about it. Yeah. So I love
about food is...
spice trade
and all the things, it changes, it evolves. It, like, you know, it depends what part of, like, parts of countries you're from.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, with Greek food, the water, the food by the water is different than the food in the mountains.
Exactly.
You know, it's like
what you get over
cuisines.
There. Yeah. Absolutely.
I would love, though, if you could give our listeners and viewers some advice on Indian food, because if you've never had Indian food before and you're afraid to try Indian food because you've heard it's very spicy or you have this notion about curry in your head, and I went on a little bit of a rant recently. I was like, don't tell me you don't like curry. Curry just means spice blend.
I got all worked up about that.
Yeah. Like, there's so many different types of curry.
Right.
What would you recommend would be, like, the starter, like, curry for somebody who's, like, never tried Indian food? They are interested in other types of food.
My husband is going to get such a kick out of this answer that I'm going to give you. I'm going to say the chicken tikka masala.
Okay.
It's not a traditional Indian dish. It came from England.
I was going to say.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
But
English.
It is derived from chicken makhani, which is chicken in a butter sauce. Now, when we were opening the restaurant, I was like, this is such a pedestrian dish. We are not putting it on the menu. My husband told me, let's shut the restaurant down right now. He's like, people come in for that. They love it, right?
Right.
So he's like, just do the best version of it. And that's what it is. So I think a starter curry is a chicken, tikka masala. It's really beautiful. But also a good way to get into Indian food is order from the tandoor section, which is pretty much the grill. Right?
Yeah.
So the breads, right? The naans.
Oh, the naans are like...
Or even the, like the kebabs or the meat. Yeah, right? Those are more approachable if you don't want anything.
Don't you mean the pita and souvlaki?
Exactly.
But again, it's like they all.
Yeah.
But like
so all, where did it start? In Greek or in India? Do we need to have that conversation?
No.
I'm just kidding.
But that's what I love about food, though. It's that there's so many connective. Like what even when we were talking with Michelle the other day, how like every has some kind of stuffed dumpling situation.
And every culture has a meatball of some sort.
Meatball.
Yes.
The gushtaba. Exactly.
All right, Manit, we're going to play a little game called Chew It or Screw It. If you like it, you say chew it. If you hate it, you say screw it. Ready?
I can say screw it. Right. screw it. No, I'm just kidding.
I feel like I might know your answer to this, but I want to hear it. Spicy desserts. Chew it or screw it?
Chew it. Yes, you thought I would say screw it?
No, I knew you were going to say chew it.
I know.
I'm so
predictable.
Yeah. All right, how about this? Taking the last bite when sharing a dish, chew it or screw it?
Okay.
I can't wait to hear your answer.
We're not going to say you're selfish.
Okay. No. I would say it depends who I am with.
Okay.
If you're with your husband.
You know what they say about the last bite, right? The person who eats the last bite gets a really good partner.
Do they say that?
Yes. I mean, that's what I grew up.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know
that. So that's why if there is somebody who's with me who is single, who's looking for a partner, I give it to them.
Okay.
But if it is with Vivek, I mean, I already have a great partner, so I'll eat it.
I feel like I offer it first.
If I'm with Liz,
I'm like, there's one bite left. Do you want this? I mean, I know she's going to say no.
But I'll tell you what, whenever I'm eating, right, I love making flavor combinations. So a little bit of everything.
Yes.
So when we got married, and that I want that to be my last bite. So I would make that perfect bite, keep it on the side, and then I would eat the rest. Now, Vivek would think that I don't want to eat it, and he would always eat that. And I'm like,
no.
This is my perfect bite.
No. I know. So now I eat my perfect bite is my first bite. I'm not leaving it for
him.
That
is amazing.
You know.
When I pour wine, I always pour the last drop for somebody else. And I say the last drop for luck.
For luck.
Now I'm going to say the last bite
for love. Bite for luck, yes.
Oh.
And then you'll think of me all the time. That's it.
I will always think of you, Manit.
I
love this.
David on you right away.
Why?
Huh?
Why are you telling David on me?
Because you're stealing systems.
Chew it or screw it. Eating off of somebody else's plate.
Chew it all the time.
You do it all the time?
Absolutely. At times, I even ask them. I know.
You gotta eat
that. I know.
And the last one, chew it or screw it. Sparkly sneakers.
Hey. Chew it all the way.
I had to give them a call out.
Chew it all the way.
Can we see what camera can get those? You got them? You got to show them?
I know, come on.
They're adorable.
Always fun.
I love your style.
Fashion and comfort that's what it's all about.
It is perfect.
Yes.
All right, so if people want to learn more about you, where should they go?
Instagram is what I am most active at.
She's doing a drink.
You're doing a drink?
Yeah, then we got to do
that. I know.
Oh, there's something you don't know about her.
There's more?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love this.
She does this. This is her. You're getting the full Manit right now.
Yeah. You're getting. Oh no, you're not.
The full Manit.
Okay. So what we are going to do? I told you, champagne. Listen, you think I only get my sparkle in me through sparkly sneakers? It has to be inside and outside. So this is going to be the inside part. Okay. So this is a fizz which I absolutely love to make. This is a key lime cardamom fizz.
Oh.
So the syrup right over here, while I'm trying to take this out, is a... here. I'm going to savor this, so I need to take the collar out. Okay. So this is an absolutely incredible, it's key lime. There is some rock salt in it, so it has a little bit of saltiness. Some cardamom, and we've made a syrup out of it.
So right over here.
She's gonna take this off?
She will, I mean.
And then.
I know she's gonna do this.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. sometimes the
price. Okay, so this could be, listen, TOC, the first episode, it exploded in my hands, so I would suggest that you guys go over there. What should we do?
Aim it at Nick.
I like Nick too much. Come on.
Oh my God.
Really?
Oh my God.
Ready? Ooh! Uh-oh. I'm a chef's knife.
Whoa!
You can't give a sabering knife to a chef.
No, it's too
this
fancy.
This is what it's all about, yes.
I'll take some, too.
Are you okay?
I didn't know where that's going.
Everyone has shot Simon.
I'm very good at aiming it. I'm like, don't worry, if I was trying to get you, I would have gotten you.
All right, so
but you called out to my sparkly sneakers, so that's why I had to.
Awesome. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
Thanks, son.
Wow.
Well, cheers.
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 Cheers. Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Uh-oh, Carla.
Wow.
Got Carla to drink.
You got the cardamom?
Because I got the cardamom, I got the key lime. I wanted to taste it. I wanted to taste it with
Carla,
the champagne.
Beautiful.
You're going to read about Carla running naked on the beach in about an hour.
why else do you think I insisted that we should be doing the cocktail? Because she couldn't say no to me. Yes.
That's delicious.
That is delicious.
You want to dance? We may have some coming up.
We want to do fan mail? Whatever you want to do, Nick.
Yes.
Oh. Here we go. Ready?
Is there going to be some Bollywood?
One.
Go.
You oh, let's do it.
Yep, go get them, kids.
That's the giveaway bucket. That's the giveaway bucket.
How does this show work?
Like, no, I keep forgetting, too.
The South Beach air has got me a little crooked.
Right? Okay. What is a food destination in the world that's on your bucket list? Are there any places you haven't been?
So many.
Really?
So many. Okay. I haven't done Japan. I really want to do Japan.
Oh, Japan.
Yes, right. I really want to do that.
Japan, yes. Too. Yeah. Let's do it.
Oh, nice.
Okay, great.
Well, yeah, I want to do the luxury train in India.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
That is amazing. Yes, the Palace on Wheels is incredible.
We need Esther Choi to bring us to Korea, too.
That'll be amazing. Okay.
Right. Do you have a...
Well, it's India. I want to get on the
Palace. Oh, India. Okay, India, Japan.
I want to go to... I would love to see Japan. Like, that part of the world I've never been to.
Yeah.
And I'm dying to go.
Yeah.
What about you?
You know what? I want to do more of, like, Southeast Asia, I think.
Yes, that's beautiful. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. Yeah. Like, I've never been to Vietnam or Cambodia, and I'd love to go there, yeah. Okay, how do you like to... This is the same question we had last show.
Nick!
This is also the same question as last show.
you got the wrong envelope.
I got the...
Oh my God. It's the envelope from last show. I told you I should have grabbed the
fan. You should have grabbed the
It was instinctive.
The giveaway.
They even color coded it. I think it's pink.
Pick up the pink one. I loved Bean Week. Can I freeze beans if I have leftovers? Asks Andy.
No. Yes. Beans freeze great.
Beans are crazy.
More beans.
All right, let's be the. Okay, somebody's confused. I was influenced by us and got a caraway pan for Christmas. I love it, but now I'm confused about adding butter when cooking eggs or oil when cooking meat. Is the fat for flavor or to avoid stick? What about Pam spray?
No.
No Pam.
I need more champagne to answer
these questions.
That'll ruin your
Don't be confused.
I'm like, this is it.
No, but I mean, don't be confused. It's nonstick is a little bit of a protector to make your life a little bit easier.
Yeah.
You should still cook the same way with your fats. Don't pull out fats because you're using a nonstick pan. It'd be a disaster.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
All right, now let's do the giveaway. Giveaway.
Wait, I got it.
Wait, what is it? What's the giveaway?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, so I have my book, Chart.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so I'm going to be sending them a signed copy of Chart and some swag T-shirts, etc. from our restaurant.
Yay!
Oh my God, speaking of restaurant, I didn't tell you all this. Speaking of restaurant, I'm doing a pop-in. I'm doing it's called Bumblebirds. It's in D.C. I'm going to do a little drop into the pop-in on Capitol Hill. Like, it's where it's where Good Stuff Eatery was.
Oh.
Spike Mendelsohn.
Yep.
Woo.
Yeah, awesome. I'm excited. So for 6 months.
6 months have been
for
awesome.
6 months. Right. Like, now. It's, like, happening now. And I forgot. You said restaurant. Like, wait. Okay, sorry.
That's, all right.
Keep on talking.
Get in there. Get in there.
Okay. Right.
And sorry. When you say the name, don't say the last name.
Okay.
First name and where they're from.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
Oh, boy.
Somebody blew away.
We'll put you back in.
So Maggie from Columbus, Ohio.
OH. I'm the only one.
I'll take that back.
I-O. Forget it.
Oh, hi. You also need more champagne.
I know. I love that you were here, by the way.
Manit, you've got everything. You've got the talent, you've got the cooking, you've got the personality, yes. You've got the style. You're awesome.
And I've got friends like you guys. Yeah. What more can I girl ask for?
Baseball, you would be a five-tool player. I love telling that.
Okay, whatever. Talk to me in cricket terms.
Have a fabulous day, everybody. Chewed up.
Thanks for tuning in to Chewed Up. And thanks to our sponsors, Frontgate and W South Beach, for making the show possible. New episodes drop every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To subscribe, snag recipes, and dig into all the extra fun, head to chewedupshow.com or just click subscribe to Chewed Up Show on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Now go make a mess in your own kitchen.